Good morning and peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
上次来到大家中间大概是两个月前。
Last time I've been with you guys was about 2 months ago.
在母亲节。
During Mother's Day.
这次来呢，刚过了父亲节，所以没有机会祝福大家是父亲节快乐。
This time we just passed Father's Day, so I didn't have a chance to wish all the fathers happy holiday.
我也盼望各位主内平安。
But I wish peace be with you all.
很高兴今天早上能够教会有一个另外一个姊妹替我翻译，谢谢她的劳苦，也过去众弟兄他过去很劳苦为我翻译。
And thanks for all the translators in church.
今天早上很高兴在大家中间一起敬拜，因为今天早上选的诗歌非常的好。
And I'm very thankful for the worship this morning. Very good sound choices. Sorry.
很谢谢这些弟兄姐妹们选一些很好的诗歌和很诚恳的祷告。
Thanks, the worship leaders for choosing those songs and offering really honest prayers.
今天早上希望跟大家思想一个题目，来自箴言四章二十三节。
This morning I wish to think about this topic with you guys, which comes from Proverbs 4:23.
中文是说，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
我第一次讲到用这段经文的时候，念完之后会众们很惊讶。
The first time I preached this verse, after reading it, the audience was very surprised.
因为那时候是英文讲到，只是十三个字。
Because I was preaching English and there was only 13 words.
念完这一段经文，那些人说下一段念哪里呢？没有人念。
And so after reading this verse, people are wondering what's the next verse.
他们说有些人在笑，他说今天早上主席是不是偷懒没有念完。
And they are laughing because it's so short. Maybe someone is just being lazy.
今天早上可能也觉得有点奇怪，十三个字英文字怎么讲到呢？
And maybe some of you guys are wondering how can you preach with such a short verse?
其实这段经文里面包含了很丰富的意思。
Actually, there is very rich meaning in this one verse.
我们先去祷告，请上帝的灵来教导我们。
Let's pray together.
亲爱上帝，我们来到你的跟前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you.
我们俯伏敬拜你。
We kneel and worship you.
但是我们也把我们的心门打开。
And we open our hearts to you.
我们这样子祷告，奉靠主耶稣名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
在这一短短经文里面，其中一个很重要的字眼，他说要保守你的心。
The essence of this verse is to guard your heart.
当你想这段经文的时候，我想你把这个我的心看另外一方面。
If you take another look at this verse,
因为一个人的心反方面就是你的外表。
Because the opposite of the heart is your outside.
对吗？
Is that true?
我们每个人都有两个世界。
Each one of us have two worlds.
一个是你这里所写的内心的世界。
One world is your inner world.
另外就是我们外表的世界。
And the other one is your outer world.
当今天来到这里当中的时候，我见到你们都是看到大部分是你的外表的世界。
When I come into you guys today, for the most part I see the outer world of you.
我只能够跟你的交谈当中你讲的几句话里面可能对你内心的世界有一点很皮毛的了解。
I can only have a glimpse of your inner world.
我看不到你的内心的世界。
By talking with you, but I can't see it.
今天早上我希望用两个故事开始跟大家讲讲我们一个外在的世界跟我们一个内在的世界那种里面的矛盾或者里面的挣扎。
I want to begin with two stories today to show the conflicts between one's inner and outer world.
第一个故事是讲一个青年人，那时候他16岁，叫做 Jason。
The first story is about Jason.
还有他的一个物理老师叫做 David Palagruto。
And his physics teacher David Palagruto.
在1992年早上的时候，这个 Jason 就像平常一样到自己的课室里面上课。
In 1992, on an ordinary morning, and Jason came to his physics class.
他上课到一半的时候，突然间走到老师面前，讲了几句话。原来他背后藏了一把厨房的屠刀。
Halfway through the class, he walked up to his teacher, holding a butcher's knife in his hand.
Exactly, butcher's knife. 就拿起那个菜刀，就疯狂的在斩他的那个物理老师，结果遍身都是血。结果班上的人就阻止他，不要把他这个暴行继续把他压制住。
And he, started to butcher his physics teacher crazily, and his classmates stopped him.
后来给他进牢的时候，法官判他的暴行要给他这个16岁的青年人要进入17年。
And when he was imprisoned, the judge sentenced him for 17 years of jail.
这片图片他已经长得成人的时候，我故意把他那个图那个面貌把它涂掉，让人家认不出来。
This picture is a picture of him when he's grown up, so I mask his face.
当时候在学校里面人都很震惊，他说这个青年人是谁，为什么他会做这些事情。
And when this happened, everyone in the school is astonished, and they were asking, who is this guy and why he did that?
当他们进一步调查之后，发觉这个青年人并不是一般的青年人，他是学校将要毕业的时候拿了学校的 valedictorian, 最优秀的学生毕业，他的 GPA 那时候是超过 4.7。
So then people found out this youngster is actually a very good student. He's one of the honorable graduates to be, and his GPA was over 4.7.
你知道一个人要拿到那么高的 GPA 的话，除了你念平常的课，还要念很多 AP 的课程，都要拿 A 才能够拿到那么高的 GPA。
You know, for a student to get such a high GPA, he would have to study AP classes and ace them.
当时的人就说，为什么？
And people asked why.
另外故事是一个七岁大的一个年纪轻叫做 Jessica Dubroff 的女孩子。
The second story is about a 7-year-old kid, Jessica Dubroff.
她那时候要决定做一件前所没有的事情，就是说她要七岁的时候能够开一部单引擎的飞机，一个 Cessna 177的飞机，能够在美国东岸飞来环游美国一周。
She decided to do an unordinary thing to be a pilot at such a young age and fly a single engine plane to trip the America.
Across the U.S., yes.
Across the U.S.
结果飞机一起飞的时候，上到高空没有很高，大概离开机场一里半的时候，突然间飞机就不受控制。
But just after...Jessica took off about 1.5 miles away from the airport. The plane suddenly lost control.
当那时候，机场附近人观察到这架飞机出意外，突然间那个机头就往下飞，然后撞了地下。Jessica, 她的57岁的爸爸，还有飞行的驾驶的教练，全部身亡。
And people saw the plane fall down. Jessica.With her father and her pilot trainer, all died.
这两个事情里面，我曾经思想很久。
I thought a lot upon these two stories.
因为这两个故事里面，他们都有一个共通点。
Because there are some common points in both stories.
是说，他们外表的世界发生这些悲剧的时候，我们不太清楚在内心的世界发生什么事情。
Is that when we see from the outer world there's a tragedy in their life, we can't tell what's happening in their inner world.
当我们回到刚刚看那个青年人 Jason 16岁的时候，原来发觉出了一个意外。
So when we study the story, Jason, the 16-year-old kid, actually had an accident.
当他决定拿菜刀去砍他的老师的时候，原来之前他在一生里面念书成绩很优越。
Before he decided to butcher his teacher, he was a very good student in his whole life.
可是呢，就是这个老师 David Pellegrino， 他当时拿了一个叫做 Teacher of the Year Award， 全学校最优秀的物理学老师。结果呢，他就给了那个 Jason 他一生里面第一个 B。
And David, who was one of the best teachers in the school, gave Jason his first B in life.
Jason 原来从小的时候，他就决定说，他长的时候要念医学，要进入哈佛医学院，是他人生最高的愿望。
Jason decided that, he wants to go to Harvard, medical school.
结果呢，他就说这个 David Pellegrino 物理老师毁了他的愿望。
And he thought David Pellegrino destroyed his will.
在这故事里面跟我讲一个事情，就是说这个 Jason 他对自己一生的愿望有个着迷，在这个着迷底下他不能够释放自己，因为一个 B 结果就压倒了他的理性， become irrational.
So for Jason, he was obsessed with his dream and there was an emotional derailmentthat suppressed his rational thinking.
大家想象看，一个人就好像一个火车一样按着轨上去走。
If you think about your train of thoughts, it's like a train.
对，讲得非常的好。I like the translation, a train of thought. 我们每个人外表上有一个 train of responsibility， 然后内心里面 we have a train of thought. 结果呢，假如一个人的内心出了轨之后，你的外表的世界也会出轨。
So if in your inner world, your train of thought have an emotional derailment, then it will show in your outer world as well.
今天早上来到这里，你可能觉得有点压迫感。
So this morning coming here, maybe you think you're under a certain pressure.
因为我讲到可能有一些跟你的内心的世界有关系的地方。
Because what I'm talking about may have a relation, may be related to your inner world.
可是我对大家不认识，所以不是指着哪一位，我只是按着圣经上面所讲的，你的心，这个心的世界一出轨就出很多问题。
But I don't actually know you guys, so I'm not talking to anyone in particular, but preaching according to the Bible and teach you to guard your hearts.
第二件事情就是 Jessica Dubrov 为又发生了什么事情呢？
And for the second story, what happened to Jessica?
当那些人在电话用那个 radio 跟这个 Jessica 在飞机里面沟通的时候，
When the airport communicated with Jessica via radio.
他们就说在他出事之前那一刻，突然间 Jessica 他发觉他手脚冰冷，他发觉他手没有办法控制，突间就失控，结果在失控那一刻之内，飞机就出问题，结果呢就向下坠的时候，结果不受控制，教练要 intervene 的时候赶不及，结果机毁。
So at that very moment, Jessica felt her hands and feet were frozen, and she can't control the plane.
原来她有一个很专制的妈妈，妈妈的愿望就是说 ，Jessica， 你一定要完成这个在七岁后完成的环游美国的愿望，满足你的心愿，其实满足她妈妈的心愿。
And people then found out that Jessica had a very controlling mother, and it's actually her mother who wanted Jessica to finish this trip.
我就叫做 Jessica， 当她在飞机上面那一刻的时候，她里面的心突然间冰冷起来，结果手脚冰冷，结果我们叫做一个情绪给解释。
And at that very moment, Jessica's heart was frozen, and that freezes her hands and feet. And we can call that a hijacked emotion.
所以我不晓得弟兄姐妹们，你有没有有时候很刻意的留意自己有一个外在的世界跟一个内在的世界。
So brothers and sisters, I don't know if you are aware of both of your outer world and inner world.
让我用一个景色来跟大家去想象看一个内心世界跟外表世界的比较。
If we use a parable,
曾经有一个牧师，他用一个Peter Scazzaro， 他曾经用一个比喻，他说人就好像一个冰山。大家不晓得有没有去过 Alaska 做 cruise 或者去 Alaska 有没有见过冰山？有吧
？I don't know if you've seen icebergs。
我想问一下，你看到这冰山是指冰山的全部分
？I want to ask you, when you see the iceberg, is that the entire iceberg that you see？
其实我们去到这些冰天雪地地方的时候，看到 iceberg， 其实我们叫说有一句中文的话，冰山一角。
And there's a Chinese saying that you are only seeing a corner of that iceberg.
Or in English phrase, a tip of the iceberg.
The tip. Yeah.
因为这 tip of the iceberg 外面写着，原来在一个很小在水面上的冰山底下是一个很大很大的一个冰在底下支撑着这个世界。
What you see is only a very small part of the iceberg, and underneath the water, there's a gigantic ice that supports it.
今天见到每一位我们所跟你接触的时候，我看到你的外表，可是底下呢有一个很庞大、很复杂，还有一个见不到的世界。
So today I meet each one of you and I see your outer world, but underneath you have a way more complex inner world.
所以在这个冰山上表，我们叫做人的外表。
So the tip of iceberg is the outer world.
然后底下那个叫做人的内心。
And the part underneath is the inner world.
圣经在箴言四章二十三节说，你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效都由心所发出。
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
为什么我们要保守我们的心呢？
Why do we need to guard our hearts?
一个心可以很容易走入误途
，because our heart is easily lost。
就算是基督徒也是一样，如果我们在遇到权力、名利、金钱各种的引诱的时候
，even if we are Christians, when we confront with the temptation of money and power and everything else，
我们一个不小心的时候，很容易在不经心底下。慢慢慢慢一步一步的离开上帝。
It's very easy for us to walk away from God.
就像今天早上我们弟兄为我们做祷告，他用那个主导文跟我们祷告的时候，他说
，Just like the worship leaders led us in prayer says，
他在想说主耶稣在想说叫我们不要遇见试探。
As Lord Jesus prayed。Protects us from temptations.
我还记得这种试探在教会里面，每一个弟兄姐妹或者是教会的领袖也会遇到的试探。
And those are temptations that everyone in the church, including the church leaders, would face.
我记得有一年很深的印象。
I remember one year.
有一次在教会里面有个长老。
There was an elder in church.
在教会很忠心服侍很多年
，was very loyal to the church。
可是有一年突然发现，原来他在过去里面有婚外情。
And we found out, he cheated on his partner within his marriage.
结果在这次事情里面，对教会给了很大的震惊。
And the whole church was shocked.
结果。弟兄姐妹就决定说要给这个弟兄一个机会给他悔改。
And the brothers and sisters decided to give him a second chance to repent.
然后聚集了整个教会弟兄姐妹们 有一个星期天下午，然后有一个公开的祷告会跟一个表白的机会，然后重新让他悔改接纳他。
And there was a meeting publicly for all the brothers and sisters to pray for him and to give him that second chance.
两点钟的聚会，三点他也没有出现。
The gathering was scheduled at 2 p.m., but until 3 p.m., he didn't show up.
后来他就原来离开了教会，决定跟他的那个情妇一走了之。
And he decided to leave the church and live along with his other lover.
这是我在教会里面侍奉的时候遇过的不少的问题。上次我第一次在大家中间后，我记得讲一个故事。
This is one of the many problems I faced when serving church. I remember last time I told you a story.
你还记得有一次圣诞节的时候，我讲有个姊妹来找我吗？
Do you still remember during Christmas sermon I told you once a sister came to talk to me?
她说她那一天突然间发现自己的 bank account 那个 ATM 卡不行了。
She told me one day she suddenly found her debit card wasn't working.
她然后到银行里面看她的户口，原来 debit card 已经给那个丈夫取消了，然后看到里面的户口的钱全部是零。
Then she went to the bank and saw her husband canceled her debit card and took all the money.
你在说这种事情有可能发生吗？
You may ask, would this ever happen?
当一个心是走了企图之外，走了歪路之后，很多事情都可能发生。
But when a heart wandered into the wrong path, everything could happen.
When a heart go astray, everything else would go wrong. 所以今天早上，当我思想这一段经文的时候，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。
So this morning, when I think about this verse, guard your heart more than anything else.
因为在第一开始的时候，他就讲了一个很重要的提醒，他说 ：“Above all else， 他说你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。”
And here, the Bible says, "Above all else."
那保守你的心，切切保守你的心，或胜过一切，又是怎么去实践呢？
So how could we actually practice that?
我希望今天早上用两处的经文跟大家做一个勉励。
I want to use two other verses to encourage all of you.
首先第一段经文是记在马克福音第一章。
The first verse is in Mark chapter 1.
对不起，那个经文有出
那个 slide 好像没有。
后面的弟兄可不可以请你帮一个忙？对，是在这里。好，马可福音找到了，谢谢。马可福音第一章35-37节，请大家留心看这两段的经文。
The verse is from Mark chapter 1, verse 35-37.
西门和同伴追了他去，遇见了就对他说：“众人都找你。”
Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you."
这段经文的背景呢，我们没有机会看，不过要讲一讲。
We don't have the time to read about the background of this verse, but I would like to talk about that.
首先，这段经文是取自马可福音第一章。
First of all, it was taken from Mark chapter 1.
第一章里面，大家知道，你看每一段的每一本圣经的书卷的时候，第一章通常我们叫做一个介绍开始。就是说引言 introduction.
Yep. Usually the first chapter of each book in Bible would be an introduction chapter.
所以在第一章里面很多书信里面写的都不多，是因为讲介绍一些背景，比如说保罗向当地的教会问安。
And therefore, for many books, the first chapter won't be long. It will be like a greeting, like what Paul would do.
比如说，你看这个马太福音的话，比较马可福音，马太福音第一章里面就讲了 主耶稣很多的家谱。通常人家都说，假如你晚上失眠的话，就看看那民数记或者看马太福音，耶稣的家谱，很快就睡着了。
If you compare it to the book of Matthew, Matthew begins with the genealogy of Jesus, and there's a saying that if you have insomnia, you could read either numbers of the first chapter of Matthew, and it will help you to go to sleep.
可是马可福音很特别，是一本很特别的福音，叫做一个行动的福音 ，a gospel of action.
But Mark was unique. It's called the Gospel of Actions.
在第一章里面，一开始就讲到主耶稣很快的从他那个家族里面，没有讲他家族庭的家谱，很快就进入约旦河里面受尽四十天的那个试探，然后已经出来侍奉。到第一章三十五节的时候，已经讲了主耶稣做了很多很多的神迹奇事。
Mark was very fast. It didn't talk about the family of Jesus, but quickly talked about his baptism and his tests. And,
所以在马可福音第一章的时候
，and also in the first chapter，
一讲到马可福音的时候，主耶稣原来已经治很多很多人的治病、赶鬼，而且关怀做很多很多奇迹神事。
Jesus had already done a lot of things, including healing and caring and many other things.
还有把巫鬼在人的身上赶走，最后一件事情就是帮西门的岳母正在病的时候，病得很大很厉害的时候，把他医治好。
He also drove out an impure spirit, and he healed Simon's mother-in-law.
所以在这段经文里面，在三十六跟三十七节就讲到说，门徒当时候很逼切的去找耶稣。
And in verse 36 and 37, it was talking about his disciples eagerly wanting to find Jesus.
对，尤其是三十七节的时候，英文那里就讲说 ，they exclaim. 当他们遇到主耶稣的时候，他们就很紧张，而且很兴奋，就说啊，我终于找到主耶稣了。
And when they found him, in verse 37, they exclaimed, meaning.Like they're so excited to find out, to find Jesus.
你可以想象到，当时候主耶稣因为很多人，很多人在等待主耶稣去帮助跟医治。
You can see that many were waiting for Jesus, to heal and help them.
你可以想象到主耶稣当时的事工啊，他的生活是很忙碌。
And you can imagine how busy Jesus was.
我有时候想象到我们的会众，尤其是基督徒们呢。其实基督徒每个星期我们都很忙碌。
And when I think about you guys, I know that every Christian is very busy each week.
除了我们一至五上班之外
，In addition to going to work from Monday to Friday,
你星期三来祷告会，然后星期五来 fellowship.
You have prayer meetings on Wednesdays and fellowship on Fridays.
星期天来崇拜，来主日学。
And you have Sunday worship and Sunday school.
然后早上还要一定要做灵修。
And you need to be quiet and pray every morning.
然后星期一二四的话就要打电话关怀人家。
And on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, you may need to call others to care for them.
其实我们现代人的生活也很忙碌。
It is true that our modern day lives are busy lives.
因为你祷告会还来回家里，还要上去 internet 去 check 你的 email 跟你的 QQ.
Because after the prayer meeting, you still need to go on the internet to check your email and QQ and instant messages.
在国内就是 QQ， 在美国的话看很多 Facebook、Instagram， 很忙碌。
Yeah, all the social medias, you are very busy.
有一次在崇拜的时候，有个青年呢说啊，第一次讲到说啊，我认识你，我找到你了。我说什么意思？找到我了？
There was one time I was preaching and a young people told me, oh, I found you.
他说我在崇拜的时候看 Facebook， 然后在 Facebook 找到你的那个 page， 想 request 做你的 friend。
And young person found the pastor during the worship on Facebook and he friended him.
其实不单只是教会这样子，我就劝了亲人说，你可不可以崇拜的时候不要看你的 Facebook， 你直接完了之后来找我再谈就可以了。
So it's not just youngsters. So I told him, can you not check your Facebook during the worship, and you can always find me afterwards.
我还记得我在福乐神学院念书的时候，我是比较中年的时候才去念神学。我看到很多年轻人上课之后拿他的那个手提那个电脑 laptop。打开很多就是 Amazon， 然后在 Kmart， 然后在不同的 fashion shop 里面上神学课的时候再看 Facebook。
So I went to the seminary in my middle age, but when I was at Fuller Seminary, I saw many young students checking their email, Amazon, Facebook, and everything during classes.
当时我的心就有个警惕。我说上帝给我资源来栽培我深究，难道我在上课的时候能够去 Facebook Amazon 做这些事情不留心听课吗？
And I was alerted and thought God gave me all these resources to send me here to study. How can I check Amazon and Facebook and everything else during classes?
我们每个人都很忙碌，我们每个人都在这时间这个比赛当中去竞赛。
Each one of us is busy, and we have to compete within time.
可是呢，当主耶稣在他那么忙碌的生命里面，他给我们看了一件很重要的事情。
But Jesus in his busy life showed us an important thing.
我要看36-37节之前的35节 ，verse 35。我讲大家 rewind 一下。
If we look at verse 35.
这里说记载说，次日清早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
It says very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
这里记载是说，次日早上，就说那一天之前，主耶稣很忙碌的在帮助人、关怀人、医治人、赶鬼、行奇事。
Here, very early in the morning, before Jesus went busy and cast impure spirits and heal. Yeah.
对。大家看到这里一件很重要事情，在主耶稣甚忙碌的生命里面，他说：“次日清晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野去，在那里祷告。”
And in his very busy life, Jesus got up early and left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
你看到这里这一个景象吗？
Can you imagine that?
我们每天在忙碌的都市里面生活的时候，我们平常睡眠都不足够，怎么可能呢？要星期六、星期天早上一早起来，清晨没亮就起来去祷告。
How could we do it in our very busy life where we barely get to sleep, get up very early in the morning on Saturdays and Sundays to pray?
这是一个很大的挑战。
This is a great challenge.
我们当去检验我们的心的时候，
When we came to examine our hearts,
我们知道很多时候我们在这些事情上清晨起来有软弱，因为要回教会的时候要准时回来不容易。
We know that we have weakness in getting up early because it's hard to then also be back and be on time to the church.
所以在主耶稣这里讲到一个很重要的地方，就是说天未亮的时候可以做到事情，除非就是说在你生命、你的心里面，你做了一个优先次序的选择。
So the only way to do that is you have a priority in your life.
因为你说我的心是胜过一切外表的事情，无论我做什么事情呢，人家看到我打扮得多漂亮都不重要，因为我的心是主可以看到的地方。
It is to know that my heart, my inner world, is above all of these, because it is what the God see.
假如我们并不是把这个生命的优先次序搞清楚， 把主耶稣亲近的时间成为我们生命的优先的话，我们不会去做这事情。
If we don't get our priorities correct and put Lord Jesus the first on our list, we won't do such things.
弟兄姐妹们，所以我很恳求弟兄姐妹们去考虑一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, I urge you to think about this.
无论你的生命有多少事情等着你去做。
No matter how many things are awaiting you in life.
无论家人朋友们对你有多少的期望。
No matter how much expectations your families and friends have for you.
假如我们的心没有受到保守的话。
If you don't guard your heart.
其他的事情都是无关重要的。
Everything else doesn't matter.
所以保守你的心的意思是说，除了你要尽你的可能性在保护你的心给外面污染的一个气氛进到里面去。
So to guard your heart means more than just protect your heart from the polluted world.
中国有一句话是说，出淤污泥而不受染，是吗？是讲话莲花不是这么说，我知道有人摇摇头，因为我中文不好，有没有可以更正一下怎么说那个话？莲花在污里面长出来而不受到污染，是怎么说的？
出淤泥而不染。
出污泥而不染。
出淤泥而不染。
好，谢谢我们的翻译哈，翻译很好，谢谢他。就说一个莲花能够在污泥里面出来的时候，它出来一个很鲜美、很纯白的一个花给我们去欣赏。
There was a Chinese saying talking about lotus growing from the dirtiest mud, but having the purest white flowers.
第一个原则，我是希望弟兄姐妹们，我们能够提醒自己说，在我们生命里面，我们有个优先的次序，先把上帝要保守我们的心当作生命的优先。
So the first principle I want to give you is to have the correct priority and put Jesus first.
讲一个闲话，就是说在我家里面，我经常也遇到我儿女们，有时候虽然我是传道人，我在侍奉教会，也在很多时候在路上，我的儿女们有时候没有像我这样子火热的心，希望能够服侍主耶稣。
So although I'm a pastor, I'm always on the road, I'm always preaching, my daughters and sons don't always have the same zealous heart as mine.
到星期六晚上的时候，很多 online game， 然后朋友邀请我的儿子来玩那个 online 的一个 competition.
There are many online games, and sometimes my son's friends would ask him to join online competitions.
昨天星期六早上有一个国际性的比赛，然后呢，他就受朋友邀请，早上五点多就起来，去到他朋友家去看这个 worldwide competition.
So.Yesterday morning, my son got invited to one of his friend's house to watch the world contest of certain games.
我在想说，你去教会也没有六点钟起来，九点钟要出门，八点五十分才起来吃早餐。
And I was thinking, when you come to church, you never get up at 6 o'clock. When the worship is scheduled at 9, you usually get up and have breakfast at 8:50.
所以呢，在我家里面，我们有一个很严格的规矩，就是说，到了晚上的时候，我所有 internet 到十一点全部 cut off。
So we have a rule in our family to cut off the internet at 11 p.m.
我知道很多人对我的做法不同意。
I know many of you may disagree with my rule。
你不需要跟着我的方法去做。
And you don't have to enforce it。
不过是在我们家里面。我跟孩子们都立了个约，就是说我们在敬拜上帝的日子里面，我们做一个优先次序，之前的晚上我们要早点睡，我们要安静，然后早上能够用一个安静的心去敬拜上帝。
But in my household, I had an agreement with all of my children, that before the day of worship, we close off internet and have a quiet heart to meet the Lord the next day.
因为每一个时代的诱惑，每一个时代的挑战都不一样。
Because we have different challenges and temptations in each era.
可是上帝今天早上跟我们讲说，你要保守你的心胜过一切，这句话是永远不变。
But God's preaching that above all of these, guard your heart is beyond all the times.
然后第二个原则跟大家去一起看。
So the first principle.
记载在那个诗篇第一章，请大家看诗篇第一章第二节，我念中文，我想 Samantha 替我念英文。不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
So it's actually the second principle, in Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night.
第一节就讲到说比较负面，不要做这事情，不要跟罪人的道路，不要做这些亵慢人的座位。
So the first verse was rather negative. It's like, don't do this, don't do that.
但是在第二节里面，他讲到一个很正面的事情，要求我们去做的事情，就是说我们要学习怎么去喜爱上帝的律法，昼夜去思想，这人变为有福。
And the second verse was very positive, talking about the blessed is whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night.
首先我很喜爱第二段经文第二节前半部很好。
I love the second verse, especially the first half.
因为这边诗篇里面讲的喜爱耶和华的律法，为什么要喜爱他呢？
It talks about whose delight is in the law of the Lord.
因为上帝的话语是给你来一个健康的以天而来的食物。
Because the law of the Lord is a healthy heavenly food for your soul.
今天在我们世代里面，很多人，尤其是女士们，很注重健康。
In this era, many of us, especially women, cares a lot about their health.
你打开中文的报纸里面，很多很多广告，就是叫你说买这些健康食品。
If you open any Chinese newspaper, there's millions of ads, telling you to buy certain health foods.
对吗
？Is that true?
因为我们这一代人对健康比较注重。
Because we really care about our health.
如果我们那么注重我们的健康的话，其实我们要看我们生命有什么是健康食物的来源。
If we do care about our health, we need to see what's the source of health food.
诗篇二十三篇那么说：“我的上帝领我可歇的清水旁，让我吃青草，对吗？”
In Psalm 23, yes. It says, the Lord leads me, makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside quiet waters.
一只羊需要什么东西呢？
What does sheep need?
一只羊只需要清水和青草。
It's the green pastures and waters.
一个羊不会说我要吃牛排或者要喝boba奶茶。
A sheep won't say I need a steak and boba tea.
有没有看到一个羊说我今天要吃羊扒牛扒？
Have you ever seen a sheep says I want my steak today?
一只羊健康的羊不单只不吃羊扒不吃牛扒，他自己把自己奉献出来做羊扒给你吃。
A really good sheep, not only does it not eat steak and lamb steaks, it offers itself as food for humans.
所以他这里讲说，为什么那么喜爱这个律法？因为上帝的话语都是由天而来，给我们一个很健康、很清新、可以走义路的食物。
So how can you put your delight in the law of the Lord? Is because the law of the Lord is heavenly, refreshing and healthy food for you.
然后这里说昼夜思想。
And here it says, meditate on his law day and night.
你说昼夜思想的话，我不需要做其他事情吗？我要在公司做事情，我要赶着做这个 project， 要交功课，这些事情都要做，我怎么可能脑海里面昼夜思想上帝的律法呢？
And you may ask, how can I meditate day and night? I have all these other things to do, like finish my work in the company, meet deadlines, do my homework.
如果要体会这句话的意思呢，其实也不难。
If you want to understand this verse, it's not hard.
曾经有些神学家或者有一些很伟大的这个属灵家，他们告诉我们说，他们无论去到哪里，都可以看到上帝的同在。
There are many great theologists told us that wherever they go, they can see God's presence.
比如说，走到路上看到一些野花，看到一些很漂亮。发出来的花朵看得很漂亮。
For example, when you walk on the road and see some wildflowers,
他就看得好像刚才我们念诗篇108篇的话，他心里要称颂耶和华给他赐给的生命。
Then he praised the Lord for the life he gives.
换句话说
in other words,
我们无论在周围看到上帝的同在，看到上帝的作为的时候，
If we can see God's presence and His actions in all the surroundings,
我们也是在昼夜思想上帝的话语，因为你感觉到上帝与你同在。
Then we meditate His law day and night because you feel His presence with you.
所以呢，有一句话，中文是说。我们每一个基督徒，我们最高的那个标准就是说，我们生命就成为上帝话语的化身。
So there's a saying that, the highest status as Christian can achieve is to live our lives as the incarnation of the Lord's words.
因为人家看到你的时候，就看到上帝的爱，上帝的话语。就在你生命里面流露出来。
Because when others see you, they see the Lord's words.
有时候比如说我去了一些场合。
I go to certain meetings.
比如在 market 里面等人家就说付钱的时候。
For example, when I go to market and I was waiting the line.
看到有些有需要的人，你可以让他先去付钱。你在他前面，你也愿意给他先去付钱。
You could give way to those who are in need and let them go before you.
有一次我有很深刻印象，我去到上海去坐他的地铁的时候。
One time when I was in Shanghai taking its metro system.
我见到一个长者白头发的先生上车的时候，车子里面坐得满满的。
I saw an elder person coming on board.And the cart was full.
我就看到他，我就有一个感动，就说要让位给他来坐。
I saw him, and I feel that I have to give my seat.
可是当时我看上海的那个地铁里面，人坐得满满的，没有人让位给长辈。我一起来的话，这位置就没有了。
But in the metro train, Every seat is taken, and I feel like if I get up, then my seat will be taken.
我那时候感动，我就把自己背包摆在座位上，没有人可以坐，然后就过去把那先生拉过来给他坐。
So I put my backpack on my seat, and then I went to grab that elder person to sit on my seat.
其实这种做法没有什么大不了，对吗？
It's not a big deal, right?
但是对这个老长辈，这个老先生很有意思，他说你大概是国外来的吧，因为他说现在上海的年轻人都不会让位置给我们坐。
And the elder person told me, asked me, are you coming from a foreign country? Because youngsters in Shanghai won't do this.
我就感觉对不起，我不是责备我们自己国内来的青年人，我觉得在教会的国内青年人应该都很好的，你们都会让位给我坐哈。
Sorry, I'm not scolding the youngsters from China. I know you must be good and you will give your seat to me.
当上帝的话语 在你的脑海里面经常浮现出来的话，你的生活一举一动，你的生活的表现都是有上帝的爱跟恩典的流露。
If you meditate on his law day and night, everything you do would have that presence of God in it.
我记得2007年的时候在美国发生一件这样的事情。
I remember in year 2007.
2007年的时候美国大家对美国文化大概多点了解的话，美国最大的节日就是每年一聚的Super Bowl 超级杯。
If you know American culture, you know every year there's a great event, the Super Bowl.
这个超级杯是美式足球，全世界都不打，只有美国打。
It's a competition of American football.
可是美国人大概也有一点骄傲，就说这是一个世界杯。
But Americans were so pride they think it's an international event.
那一年2007年很特别，因为 Indianapolis Colts 跟 Chicago Bear 两队对打的时候，两个的球队的那个教练都是黑人。
It was a special case in 2007 that the two competing teams both have African American tutors.
Head coach. 结果呢？打完之后，结果就由这一队那个 coach 那个教练，就是这一位 Tony Dungy 赢取了当时候的那个奖杯。
And this head coach of Indianapolis Colts had the winning prize.
当他们在那里庆祝，拿香槟出来要倒在他头上，大家要崇拜这个教练，怎么那么一个？黑人教练可以带整个队赢了国家的那个最高的荣誉的时候，突然间就发觉这个 Tony 就静悄悄地离开那个球场。
When people were ready to open champagne and praise him for being the greatest head coach in the whole country, he left the stadium quietly.
结果那些记者就不放过他，就过去抓着那个 Tony Dungy 抓着他，他说用英文说 ：“Coach, where are you going? This is the moment of glory.”
So the reporters grabbed him and asked, "Coach, where are you going? This is the moment of glory."
我是试试看他会不会翻国语哈。
哦，
这是试炼啊。
教练，你要到哪儿去？这是您光荣的时刻。
对，光荣的时刻，翻译的非常之好啊！给他一点掌声好吗？然后 Tony Dungy 就说一句话，他说 "I'm going back to my family."
And Tony said, 我要回到我的
我家。回家。
我回到我的家里去。
因为这个 Tony Dungy 他是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
Because Tony Dungy is a very faithful Christian.
他讲了一句很重要的话。
Said a very important sentence.
他说一个人的品格的建立是比你所作所为更为重要。
It is not as important for what you did, but who you are.
这句话就回应到箴言四章二十三节说，你要保守你的心。
And this is again speaking the verse today, above all else, guard your heart.
我想跟大家讲一个美国现在发生的挑战。
I want to talk about a challenge the Americans facing nowadays.
我们中文是说前所未有的挑战 ，unprecedented challenge。对美国来说，为什么呢
？It's called an unprecedented challenge. Why?
在美国1912年的时候，开始用一些叫做智商的测验去怎么就是说收募一些的军人。
Since 1912, Americans started to use a certain IQ test to enlist new soldiers.
如果你的智商没到一个水平的话，你不能去做军人。
If you don't score above a certain number in IQ test, you can't be a soldier.
在100年后，这个 IQ test 比较从100分已经升到124分。
After 100 years, the bar has raised from 100 to 124.
在一百年前，一百分是一个平均数字。
100 years ago, a hundred is the mean.
所以呢，今天一百年之后，大家每一个人智商平均都聪明了24%。
So after 100 years, the average American was 24% smarter than before.
所以你们在座每一位都比你的祖先是聪明很多。
So, each one of you here, is smarter than your ancestors.
可是呢，在美国1960年的时候，你作为父母的话，你担心自己儿女会不会偷偷去喝酒吸烟？
In 1960s, if you were parents, you were worried about your children drinking alcohol and smoking.
In the bathroom.
In bathroom.
然后70年代的时候，发觉美国情况不一样，开始很多就青年的少女们开始青年怀孕，还有很多就是说性病的蔓延。
And in the 70s, the parents are concerned with teenage pregnancy and sexual transmitted diseases.
现在还有艾滋病。
We still have AIDS these days.
在今天呢，你看到美国的中学，很多青年人带着半自动机关枪去扫射他们自己的同学。
And nowadays, you see middle school kids bringing guns and shoot his
最出名的时候在 Columbus 那个 Columbine High School 的 Cleveland Debo 就杀了很多青年人。
The most famous case is Cleveland Debo in Columbus High School.
可是呢，三年半前，我们看到在美国那个康州 Connecticut.
And 3.5 years ago, in Connecticut.
有个青年叫 Adam Lancer， 先在家里面杀了自己母亲，然后带了机关枪到那个小学里面杀了20个小学童。
Adam
Lancer.
Lancer killed first killed his mother at home and then bring gun to a primary school and killed 20-some students.
3个星期前在 Orlando, Florida。有一个人就拿了机关枪，然后到那 gay club 里面扫射了50多个人，然后50多人受到重伤。
Several weeks ago in Orlando, Florida, a man took a gun to the gay club and killed and shot 50 there.
当我们发觉一个国家不尊重上帝的话语的话，我们在伦理道德上开始走了歪路。
When we see a nation stop respecting the word of the Lord, it started to stray into wrong paths.
每一年都有很多人就是说推行说把美国上面的那个钱上面 In God We Trust 拿掉。
Every year the people trying to take of the sentence in God we trust on the coins.
可是我们也知道，在圣经这里教导我们说，上帝的话语是一个健康，给我们有生命走义路的道理。
But in the Bible we see that the word of the Lord is leading us to a healthy, unparalleled path.
Righteous
path.
所以今天早上，我希望用这一段经文来跟大家一起思想。
So this morning I want to use this verse to meditate with you guys.
愿上帝提醒我们每一位，你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
May God remind us all that above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的上帝，我们来到你跟前，求你鉴察我们的心。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you so you can examine our hearts.
如果我们心里有对你不尊敬的地方，
if we have any disrespect for you in our hearts,
如果我们有地方得罪你的地方，请你饶恕。
Or things that you don't agree with, please forgive us.
求你帮助我们，提醒我们每天都去保守我的心。
Please help and remind us to guard our hearts every day.
奉主耶稣名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll sing.